Boom! Här kommer en fantastisk ny bok till Sverige, Glucose Goddess-metoden.
Each of us needs to be their own little food detective and understand when they look at a plate of food what is inside and how that's going to impact them. Oat milk is starch juice. It's lots of glucose molecules in a water. Oat milk is like pasta milk. With these four easy hacks, you can achieve great success in your health goals without doing anything too crazy and drastic and non-sustainable.
Välkommen till del två av vår miniserie om hur man balanserar glukostopparna. Ja, jag är Carina Lundstedt, förläggare och författare, och det här är Hälsorevolutionen.
Ja, och för den som vill stärka sin livsresa och sin hälsa finns få nycklar som är lika viktiga som att balansera sitt blodsocker. Maria Borelius, biolog och vetenskapsjournalist, och väldigt fundersam över vad vi är på väg idag. 2 miljarder överviktiga på jorden, mängder med industrialiserad snabbmat som bara väller in, och allt fler som dör av livsstilssjukdomar trots att vi lägger allt mer pengar på sjukvård. Och långt innan vi blir sjuka så kämpar många idag i vardagen med sötsug, svajig energi, känslan av att vara lite smådeppig, värkande leder. Allt det här kan vara tecken på låggradig inflammation, och där är blodsockerbalans en supernyckel. Men hur gör man då för att balansera blodsockret exakt? Ja, boom! Här kommer en fantastisk ny bok till Sverige, Glucose Goddess-metoden. Och du är förläggare, Carina. Berätta, varför ger du ut den här?
Ja, men det var ju mycket för att jag har jobbat med Jesse tidigare då, med Glukosrevolutionen som du skrev förord till och även läste in som ljudbok så himla bra. Och den har ju blivit en fantastisk succé, sålt i 30 000 exemplar här i Sverige bara, och i runt 1 miljon exemplar världen över. Så när Jesse och hennes team berättade att nu kommer en ny bok som är ett 4 veckors program, men också en kokbok med hennes härligaste recept, väldigt, väldigt enkla, inspirerande recept som hon har samlat på sig. Och det är en rikt illustrerad fyrfärgsbok det här. Så det är, om den första boken är ju mer av en textbok, Glukosrevolutionen, där man verkligen får liksom gå till botten med vad alla de här begreppen betyder, och man får lära sig oerhört mycket, och det får du i den här boken också. Det blir liksom en recap, men sen blir den mera praktisk och användbar. Och det som Jesse gör då, det är att hon tar de 4 viktigaste av sina hacks eller vardagsknep när det gäller att balansera blodsockret. Så att det är ett 4 veckors program. Och vi ska ju prata med henne om detta här snart. Men i den första veckan så handlar det om att man ska implementera att få till en icke-söt frukost, kan vi säga. En lite saltare, lite matigare frukost. I mitt fall brukar det vara ägg och spenat till exempel. Du kör ju också ägg, yoghurt och
ja, nötter. Allt och så sånt där. Finns mycket saker man kan göra.
Ja, och sen får man då veta hur man ska göra för att liksom detta ska verkligen bli en ny vana i ens liv. Och hon är väldigt konkret, hon är rolig, hon är inspirerande, och sen är det då alltså otroligt snygga bilder och recept. Vecka 2, det handlar om vinäger. I knepet att man ska ta en liten shot vinäger på något sätt, och hon har då en massa roliga sätt med olika drinkar och grejer man kan göra. Och sen vecka 3, det är att man ska någon gång under dagen lägga till en grön förrätt för att få den här extra fiberskjutsen som blir som ett skyddande nät, har vi lärt oss. Och till sist så handlar det om att försöka komma ut och röra på sig efter dagens stora måltid, som kanske är middagen på kvällen. Och sen så får man ännu fler recept, liksom mera bästa, enklaste middagarna och även efterrätter faktiskt får vi, om man är sugen på det. Är det här en bok som jag hoppas och tror kommer att liksom finnas fram i folks kök och verkligen...
Ja, precis, man har den bredvid spisen, eller man tar foton av den när man går och handlar. Det är sån här, och arbeta med grejer, Det här kan man sätta i händerna på någon faster som har liksom diabetes 2 och aldrig har brytt sig om sin kost. Sådana grejer alltså. Den är jätte enkel att använda för vem som helst. Mm. Man behöver inte kunna någonting om kost innan, utan den är så himla pedagogisk och dessutom väldigt den är lustfylld. Det är roligt att titta i den.
Och Jessica kommer berätta också att det var ju så att hon är ju då enorm på Instagram. Det är där allt började med hennes konto Glucose Goddess. Och när hon hade gett ut första boken Glukosrevolutionen, då var det då flera läsare, följare som sa, åh, kan inte du flytta in hos mig och lära mig hur ska jag liksom få det här att funka på riktigt? Men det var ju inte praktiskt möjligt att hon skulle flytta in hos alla miljoner läsare. Men då gjorde hon en stor undersökning. Så hon har ju liksom använt sina följare till att testa det här programmet på djupet innan hon har skrivit boken. Så att hon är ju biokemist, hon är ju väldigt grundlig i allt hon gör.
Och hon är matematiker också, hon har läst matte. Då gillar man ju att mäta och tänka och kvantifiera, vilket är väldigt bra. Vad kul, ska vi ta och träffa Jessie, för hon väntar på länk här från London.
Ja, men det gör vi. Härligt.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Den här veckan så fortsätter vi vårt roliga sponsrade samarbete med Skinome, färsk hudvård. Produkter helt utan konserveringsmedel och andra onödiga tillsatser. Det här är ett svenskt hudvårdsföretag grundat av hudforskaren Dr. Johanna Gillbro. Och idag ska vi fortsätta prata om Skinomes innovativa solskyddsprodukter. Eller hur, Maria?
Ja, vi gillar ju båda att njuta av solen, liksom de flesta svenskarna. Solen är ju inte bara en källa till glädje och värme och ljus. Den är ju också vår främsta naturliga källa till D-vitamin, och det mår vi ju bra av. Och som alla vet kan för mycket solexponering medföra risker på grund av solens ultravioletta strålar, det vi kallar UV-strålning. Vi vet hur viktigt det är att skydda huden på bästa sätt. Och både Carina och jag har börjat använda Skinomes solskydd Sun Emulsion.
Ja, vår sponsor Skinome erbjuder 2 solskydd med olika solskyddsfaktor. Dels Sun Emulsion SPF 50+, och så den senaste nyheten Sun Emulsion SPF 30. Och båda de här ansiktsprodukterna går att använda som enda dagkräm om man vill, då de också innehåller både vårdande och återfuktande ingredienser samt prebiotika som stärker ditt mikrobiom.
Tänk på att applicera rikligt med solkräm just i ansiktet. Förutom att stärka skyddet mot cancer så kan du också minska risken för UV-inducerade ålderstecken. Och då talar vi om rynkor, pigmentfläckar och brustna blodkärl. Skinomes senaste nyhet, Sun Emulsion Solskyddsfaktor 30, innehåller också en innovativ ingrediens från den svenska västkusten. Vi talar om algika som tillverkas just av alger. Studier visar att algika förstärker den solskyddande effekten av UV-filter och skyddar huden mot miljörelaterade luftföroreningar.
Ja, det här är innovativt. Skinomes solkrämer passar både barn och vuxna, även de med känslig hud. Om du blir osäker på om du ska ha solskyddsfaktor 50 eller 30, så kan du gå in på Skinomes hemsida och göra deras solskyddstest. Just nu så kan du prova Skinomes solskydd och övriga hudvårdsprodukter extra förmånligt. Med koden Hälsorevolutionen 20 så får du 20% rabatt under april månad. Rabatten gäller inte på redan nedsatta varor. Gå in på skinome.com och beställ den nya generationen solskydd. Jessie Insulsby, welcome again back to Health Revolution, Hälsorevolutionen.
Thank you, Maria, for having me back.
Congratulations on a very beautiful new book. Instructive, pedagogic, fun, easy to follow. Who did you write this for?
Thank you. I wrote this for everybody. who wants to feel better than they currently do, and they want to achieve better food habits, but they just don't know how to start. And it all feels a bit overwhelming and like too much, and they know they should be eating better, but it's just, it feels like a big hassle. This book is a very easy 4-week, 4-step method to implement into your life for scientifically backed, super easy, not restrictive, quite fun actually, habits into your life so that you can steady your glucose levels, which are the base of creating a healthy body and mind, with very little effort and with a beautiful, fun book, very easy recipes that I'm very excited for people to have in their hands.
So the old way of doing health books or healthy diet books were about counting calories, but you are not calorie focused. Tell us why.
I'm not calorie focused because calories are incredibly incomplete. It's like saying that two books that have the same number of pages are the same book. Calories tells you about the quantity of a food and the sort of energy density of a food. But for example, if you take an avocado and a cookie, they can have the exact same number of calories, but they will have vastly different effects on your health. The avocado is health promoting, will keep your blood sugar levels steady, will keep your hormones steady, whereas the cookie is going to create a big glucose spike and lead to many symptoms and consequences. Or if you look at two people who are eating the same number of calories, one person can have type 2 diabetes, be chronically fatigued, have lots of inflammation in their body and just feel like crap. And the other person can be in top health and living their best life. So calories do not tell us enough. We cannot base our entire food choices on calories. We need to learn about the molecules inside of the foods. And this is something that I'm very passionate about. We need to move beyond calories and learn about the molecules. And each of us needs to be their own little food detective and understand when they look at a plate of food, what is inside and how that's going to impact them.
To develop your method, the Glucose Goddess method, Glucose Goddess metoden in Swedish, you have worked with a big group of people testing the methods. Tell us what you did.
Yes. So because I'm a scientist, I really wanted to run an experiment. So what I did when I had the 4-week plan put together is I recruited almost 3,000 people and I asked them to go through the method for these 4 weeks and to report back how they were feeling. Now, for the scientists listening, this was not, you know, a proper clinical trial. I didn't have a control group, etc. It was more like an experiment of self-reported improvements. And after these 4 weeks of adding these 4 simple hacks and not changing anything else about their life, doing whatever they want the rest of the time, eating whatever they want the rest of the time, the results have been fantastic. So 90% of people had more energy, had fewer cravings. 60% of people slept better. We have amazing results on diabetes, on hormones. 60% of people even said that they felt happier. Really wonderful, wonderful impact. Hunger reduces in almost everybody. And this just goes to show that with these 4 easy hacks, you can achieve great success in your health goals without doing anything too crazy and drastic and non-sustainable.
The 4 weeks program, each one of the weeks, focuses on one specific hack. And you get a lot of tips and ideas on how to implement that. And the first hack is about the breakfast. And thank you for this hack. I've known about your basic principles, but about by avoiding everything carbohydrate-y or sugary, sweet like fruit in the morning, I feel so much better in the afternoon. It is absolutely amazing. So why is breakfast different than all other meals?
Well, I'm so glad that you're feeling better. And for a long time, we've been told breakfast is the most important meal of the day, etc. What I like to rephrase it as is breakfast is the most powerful meal of the day because your breakfast will determine how you will feel for the next 12 hours without you even knowing this, probably. Because if your breakfast is starchy and sweet and creates a big glucose spike, then your whole day is going to be a glucose roller coaster. That breakfast spike will kick off up and down, up and down, up and down variation for the rest of the day. That means every 2 hours you're going to be hungry. That means every 2 hours you're going to have cravings. That means you're going to be tired mid-morning and mid-afternoon, and you're going to need that coffee and that cinnamon bun at 3 p.m. because you're just tired and you want some dopamine in your brain. That means you're not going to sleep as well. That means that whenever you get to a meal, the first thing you're going to rush for is the bread or the carbs because you're going to be so famished. Instead, what we want is we want to make sure our breakfast keeps our glucose levels nice and steady. If we do this, our mitochondria are happy. They're going to make energy effectively, efficiently for the whole day. Hunger hormones are not going to be going crazy. You're not going to feel starving. You're not going to have all these cravings. So breakfast, the most powerful meal of the day. What we want to do is have a savory breakfast to build around protein. That is the key. Protein, nothing sweet except a little bit of whole fruit if you want for taste. But really thinking about getting these 40 grams of protein. So it can be eggs, it can be fish, it can be protein powder in a shake, it can be tofu, it can be nuts, it can be a yogurt. I have lots of recipes in the book to help you achieve that. And the reason this hack is the first one in the method is because it truly is the most powerful place to start.
Mm. So what we shouldn't have for breakfast, let's iterate that, it's the fruit juice, which is highly concentrated sugar. It's the processed cereal with a lot of sugar in them. It could even be a muesli with a lot of sugar in it. It's things like white bread with jam, for instance. Mm-hmm. Anything else that is on your shit list for breakfast?
Acai bowls, things like oats with honey and banana and dried fruit in them. Muesli, granola, things that we think are really good for us but are actually full of sugar and starch. But I think fruit juice gets the award for my least favorite common breakfast food. Yeah.
So Sweden is a country for oatmeal eaters, and it's considered a very healthy food. What are your thoughts on the oatmeal eating?
Well, so oats are a grain, right? They are starch. So they're going to break down into glucose when you digest them. Similarly to bread or rice or pasta, potatoes, it's just lots of glucose molecules put hand in hand, attached hand in hand. And when you digest them, they break down into individual glucose molecules. And if you give too much to your body, that's going to be a glucose spike. So in my book, starch in the morning is okay, but it should be there for taste. It should not be the center of your breakfast. So if you love, love, love oats, the way to go about this is to make sure you're adding into your oats protein and healthy fats. So add some protein powder, add some nuts. Heck, you can even add like tiny little chopped up bits of cauliflower. Add a Greek yogurt, add some nut butter. Make sure the oats are there for taste, not as the main character. Because if you're just having oats, and God forbid, if you're adding even more sugar, like honey or fruit, etc., that's just a big glucose spike. And you're going to be hungry in 2 hours and tired.
Maybe a boiled egg beforehand can even be
exactly.
I've found your big change in my life has been that I used to have a big smoothie with blueberries. And I found that even the blueberries were giving me a spike. So I've changed that into bulletproof coffee with quite a lot of fat in it, eggs and vegetables. And I feel great.
Nice.
I sail like a happy eagle over the day with that.
It's eagle energy.
Eagle energy. It's very interesting, that change. So thank you for that. So we have now a lot of listeners who are intermittent fasters and who will maybe break the night fast, not early in the morning, but like mid-morning coffee time or even at lunch. How can they adapt these strategies?
So whatever time you will have your first meal of the day, whether it's 6 a.m. or 4 p.m., the same concept applies. You always want to have a savory first meal of the day. I could even rename this hack instead of savory breakfast. It could be called the savory first meal because the timing doesn't matter. What matters is that you are fasted. Your digestive system is empty. So the first thing you eat, you need to avoid any starchy or sweet stuff. Otherwise, it's going to make a big spike.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the research shows that the longer you have been fasting, the more insulin resistant you are. So it becomes even more important to avoid the sweets and the starches.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a core principle, you know, never, never have sugar on an empty stomach because that is the recipe for creating a monster glucose for low glucose so that you can't get off for the rest of the day.
So in the morning, we have coffee and tea, and oat milk has become a big hit. But you and we, many people are starting to understand more about the ultra-processed oat kernel and how they're actually creating this so-called oat milk. What are your thoughts on oat milk?
Oat milk is starch juice. It's lots of glucose molecules in water. And you have to remember, oat milk comes from oats, and oats are a grain, and grains are starch. It's like making pasta juice. Oat milk is like pasta milk, or rice milk, or potato milk. It's all the same. And when you think about pasta milk, it makes a bit more sense. Imagine like blending pasta until it's completely liquid and putting water in it. Then you get an idea of like, it's almost like eating a soup of starch, right? And oat milk is the same because oats are starch. So when you make oat milk, you're making starch juice. And that creates usually a big glucose spike in people. So I've been known to be the cause of many, many oat milk breakups. And I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Because generally, oat milk will create a big glucose spike, and then you'll be tired and hungry 2 hours later. So here's a few things to note. If it's easy for you to switch, I'd recommend unsweetened almond milk, unsweetened coconut milk, whole milk, great source of protein. I don't have anything against dairy. Or if oat milk is something that you cannot live without and you love it so much, try to drink your oat milk after breakfast instead of before. Because as we were just saying, the worst thing you can do is having a big batch of glucose on an empty stomach. So after breakfast, the oat milk latte is going to have less of an impact on your glucose than before breakfast. Mm.
So many people like fruit for breakfast. You have recipes with both peach and apple. How do you make that work then?
Well, fruit is okay as long as it's there for taste, right? So as long as you're getting nice quantity of protein, healthy fats, you can totally have an apple and some slices on top of that as something to enhance the taste of your breakfast. But in the same way that oats or starch should not be the centerpiece, fruit should not be the centerpiece of your breakfast, because that's not giving you the protein and the fats that's going to keep your glucose level steady. So it's a sidekick. It's totally fine if you want it. You don't have to have it. But again, think about it as the, you know, the secondary character, not the main hero.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Denna vecka har vi ett betalt samarbete med Bosch som precis har kommit ut med sin nya köksmaskin serie 6. Och jag har ju alltid älskat att baka och har tänkt att jag vill baka lite oftare eftersom det gör mig så glad. Och nu har jag hittat ett sätt som gör det både enklare och smidigare.
Vad kul! Och vad ska du baka för något?
Ja, men igår så testade jag att baka bananbröd som jag gillar väldigt mycket eftersom det även är ganska hälsosamt. Jag hade i valnötter och inte så mycket socker som det står i receptet. Och först tänkte jag att det skulle vara krångligt att baka med en bakmaskin, för det har jag aldrig gjort innan. Och jag skulle sätta ihop olika delar, trodde jag. Men så var det inte, utan jag känner redan att serie 6 är en pålitlig vän i köket, för det var faktiskt väldigt enkelt.
Ja, vi är ju lite lika där, Karina. tycker ibland att det är jobbigt med för mycket bruksanvisningar av teknisk karaktär, men den här gången var det kul.
Ja, Bosch serie 6 är en väldigt snygg och cool köksmaskin, bara en sån sak. Den levereras ihopsatt och det är inte svårt att förstå hur man ska komma igång. Jag håller fortfarande på att utforska alla funktioner och automatiska program. Bland annat så har den smarta sensorer som gör bakningen enklare genom att den känner av när det du bakar har perfekt konsistens. Och därtill så har den en unik 3D-mixning som efterliknar handknådning och fångar upp alla ingredienser så att inget lämnas kvar i botten av skålen, vilket ju kan vara irriterande annars. Ja, jag får återkomma lite närmare till just den funktionen när jag bakar bröd nästa gång. Eller om jag ska baka kanelbullar, det var ju länge sedan.
Jag vet ju, det gillar ju du, det är ju väldigt gott. Och det här med 3D-mixningen låter ju väldigt spännande. Hur ofta funderar man inte på om degen verkligen blir genomarbetad när det står knåda väl i receptet, eller hur?
Ja, precis. Och för mig är det viktigt att det är enkelt att lyckas med bakningen för att jag ska liksom dra igång ett bakprojekt. Och jag tycker att serie 6 gör bakningen ännu mer lustfylld genom att den är så enkel att hantera. Det gäller bara att välja program och sen kan man luta sig tillbaka medan maskinen gör jobbet. Eller varför inte fixa köket medan degen knådas?
Låter perfekt. Bors nya serie 6 finns att köpa redan nu hos Power. Och där kan man även få mer info om köksmaskinen. Och vi återkommer snart med mer inspiration och berättar hur det går med Carinas vårbakning.
Okay, the second hack is vinegar week, which is a bit harder to digest. But why is this so important and how can we make it happen? It's not something we naturally do, drink vinegar.
Yeah, vinegar is very interesting. So the scientific studies show us that vinegar contains a molecule called acetic acid. And acetic acid is quite remarkable. It slows down how quickly food breaks down into glucose when you digest it. So if you have a tablespoon of vinegar before, let's say, a big bowl of pasta, it can reduce the glucose spike of that pasta by up to 30% without you changing how much pasta you're eating afterwards. So it's quite a nice tool to add. And I recommend in the second week to add a vinegar drink before the meal of your day that is going to be highest in starch or sugar. And I know it sounds a bit gross, but I have lots of easy ways you can have the vinegar. You can even just make it into a dressing and have a vinegar dressing at the beginning of your meal. I have lots of fun little mocktails. I have teas. You can freeze ice cubes and put them in a glass of water. If you don't like vinegar, I also have the lemon option. So lemon has some interesting properties in your glucose levels as well. It's not as powerful as vinegar, but it can still be helpful. So this one, I know the week two is a bit of it seems a little bit crazy to do it, but actually most people find it quite easy.
Mm-hmm. And it can easily combine with the third week, which is about the green starters, the veggies first.
Exactly.
So tell us about the magic of fibers as the entry point for our GI system. Why is this miraculous for blood sugar balancing?
I love fiber.
Yeah, you love fiber.
Fiber is my superwoman. So fiber is found in vegetables. It's this quite structural molecule that keeps trees standing up and keeps your broccoli intact and not turning into a puddle on your table. Fiber is like in the structural lining of plants. It's like the grout between the bricks in your house. It's really important for vegetables. And when we eat fiber, fiber doesn't actually break down. We cannot digest it. It stays intact and it stays this really strong, robust molecule. And when we have fiber at the beginning of a meal, before anything else, fiber arrives in your intestine and there it creates a viscous protective mesh, like a shield onto your intestinal walls. And this shield then prevents glucose molecules from, let's say, pasta you will have afterwards or rice or potatoes or oats or dessert. It prevents the glucose from going too quickly into your bloodstream. It's there to protect you. It becomes this protective shield. And so in week three of the method, what I ask people to do is that once a day, you should add a veggie starter to one of your meals a day. and have that before the rest of the meal. You don't have to wait between veggie starter and the rest of the meal. You can just eat them one after the other. And the veggies can be cooked, they can be raw. You can make lots of different kinds of veggie starters, and you'll see all my favorite recipes in the book. And as you mentioned, you can also add a vinegar dressing to your veggie starter. That way you're doing two hacks in one. You're getting the fiber power and the acetic acid from the vinegar. So as we were saying in our other episode that we did together, the salad with a vinegar dressing that, you know, is a cultural habit in France, for example, is actually super smart from a scientific perspective. It is actually the best way to begin a meal to protect your glucose levels.
Or I live in Italy, the grilled vegetables with a bit of olive oil and a bit of balsamico on, you know, artichokes, sweet peppers, that is a similar kind of idea.
Exactly.
Great. Exactly. And then we have the fourth week, which is all about the movement after the meal.
Yeah.
And why is this so important?
Our muscles are really good allies in our journey to steady our glucose levels, and it's super important to recruit them. So your muscles, when they contract, whether you're just squeezing a fist or whether you're running a marathon, your muscles need energy to contract and make you move. And their favorite energy is glucose. So we can use this concept to our advantage. We can use the fact that our muscles burn glucose for energy to our advantage. And in week four of the method, you have to do one simple thing. After one meal a day, use your muscles for 10 minutes. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to do weightlifting. You don't have to go running really fast. You can simply clean your home. You can do the dishes. You can take a walk around the block. You can, still seated at your desk, do some calf raises for 10 minutes. You can do some yoga. And what I love to do is I'm watching TV after dinner and I'll grab like a water bottle and I'll do some bicep curls with the water bottle after dinner. There's lots of easy ways you can use your muscles. And as you do this, some of the glucose molecules from the food, from the meal you just ate, are going to be used up for energy by your muscles instead of staying around in your bloodstream and creating a big glucose spike. And so as you notice, you know, with these hacks, you don't actually have to change so much where you're eating. You just have to add in before and after the meals these little habits. And then naturally, as your glucose levels steady, you feel less hungry, you have fewer cravings for sweet foods, you have more energy, you feel really great.
You know which people will do this naturally without knowing about the glucose? It's people who have dogs. Because the dog needs to get out after dinner. And I think all dog walkers will know that, you know, you're a bit sluggish after dinner, but when you've done your little dog walk, you come back energized and just feeling you've had enough food, you're just balanced. So that's interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is interesting. And for people who suffer from the, you know, the food coma after eating, which I used to have all the time, so I would eat and then I'd be so tired. This hack, this movement hack, really helps. It really has an impact. It doesn't feel like a lot, you know, 10 minutes, but it can truly transform how you feel for the rest of the day. So I love this hack. It's very powerful.
Hmm. You are helping a lot of people right now, and your books are spreading now in 40 countries. What is your mission forward?
I want to help people liberate themselves from marketing messages, from diet culture, from misleading information about food. I want to give people the information to take care of their body in the best way possible and live their best life. That's really what I care about the most. And I think one of my main motivators is meeting people who have a condition like type 2 diabetes, who want to feel better, who want to improve their condition, yet they're having orange juice and breakfast in the morning because they were told that's the right thing to do. That's what I care about. I want to help people who want to feel better but don't know that they have the wrong information. That's the mission. That's the driver.
Mm, cool. Well, I wish you the best of luck, Jessie. I think you're doing fantastic work we think you're doing fantastic work for public health. And I want a lot
Thank
of
you.
Doctors and nurses to listen to Jessie. Listen to Jessie.
Yay.
Okay, cool. Take care and
Thank
good luck
Maria.
In London.
det var Jessie Inchospé, inspirations-Jessie. Vi sa det förra gången hon var i Stockholm att som Pippi Långstrump, är man väldigt smart måste man vara väldigt snäll också. Och Jessie är både smart och snäll i sin stora mission. Och jag tycker det är intressant det som hon berättar för oss i episode 1. Om alla läkare och all vårdpersonal som ännu inte är ombord på det här tåget. Därför att man får ju heller inte, ska man lägga till, betalt i Sverige av landstinget att hålla på med så mycket kostrådgivning. Och man har inte tid på den korta tid man möter folk. Därför att det här tar ju tid att förändra vanor. För mat är ju inte bara födointag. Det är ju vanor, det är liv, det är trygghet, det är känslor. Och då kan man ha den här lilla peppboken vid sidan om för att stötta upp. Så att den är ett väldigt fint komplement.
Ja, nej, men det är så inspirerande att höra Jessie och se henne i hennes gärning. Alltså hon kallar ju sig även för aktivist. Böckerna är en del av hennes mission att förändra folks matvanor och förbättra hälsa. Det jag har tagit med mig också, det är ju liksom den energi som man får. Och ja, eller man liksom slipper det här energispillet som det blir att ha en berg- och dalbane glukoskurva.
Absolut.
Det är ju häftigt.
Det tycker jag, för den vinsten, de här andra hälsoeffekterna, det är ju långsiktiga saker, eller kanske medellång till lång sikt. Men hur man mår varje eftermiddag 15:30, det är en vinst här och nu.
Ja, ja.
Så lycka till med boken, Carina. Vad spännande att följa detta projekt. Ja, jag ska ge den, tror jag, till lite vänner jag har som tror jag kan behöva lite inspiration på den här fronten. Ja. Det kan vi alla behöva då och då. Tack för att du har lyssnat på Hälsorevolutionen. Vi är glada att du hänger med oss in i 2024. Vi laddar på med internationella storstjärnor, ny forskning, intressanta författare, hälsogurus, folk som tänker nytt kring mental hälsa, folk som tänker nytt kring sina liv. Och ja, tack för att du vill hänga med oss.
Tack så jättemycket.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.